Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Thanks very much for listening to Morning Edition here on AM 580 today. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 8:84, down 28 and a quarter on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 8:36, down 36 and three quarters on the open. September, 8:58, down 29 and a half. December, 8:80, down 30 and a quarter. March, 8:90, down 41 and a half. July of 2009, 9:11, down 39 and a half on the open. July corn opened at 7:18, down 28 on the open. September, 7:27 and three quarters, down 30. December, 7:47, down 30 on the open. December of 2009, 6:72 and three quarters, down 24 and three quarters on the open. July beans open at 16:25, down 33 on the open. August, 16:15, down 34. September, 15:92, down 45 and a quarter. November, 15:92, down 39. January, $16, down 44 and three quarters. March, $16, down 49 and a quarter. May, 15:93, down 48. And November of 2009, 14:98. Down 56 and a half on the open. July soybean meal opened at 4:43, down 7:50 on the open. August, 4:36, down 9:70. July soybean oil opened at 65:30, down 2:03 on the open. August, 65:20, down 2:33. August live cattle open at 103.35, down 45 on the open. August feeders, 111.80, up 22.5. July lean hogs, 72.27.5, unchanged on the open. And July bellies open at 63.05, down 300 on the open.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is... Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities out in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Boy, we just got blasted off the air there momentarily under some pretty good storms that we've been having. Saw 86 hundredths of an inch in the old Friends Plaza rain gauge over the last 24 hours. Good conditions projected over the next 2 weeks for the Corn Belt. The break that we're seeing today, is it range-bound from the mid-June to now trading range, or are you looking for something a little bit more substantial?
Well, we'll see how we finish here today, but this diesel 8 corn could slip down to this $7.27 level, November beans back down in this $15.40, $15.25 area. Depends... how much liquidation the funds want to go through. They've been heavy, heavy buyers here. And if they decide to continue to liquidate for a few days, we could probably go a little bit lower. But we're sort of at their mercy, see what happens. The outside markets are lower. If they would stabilize, it could turn in a hurry. But the main thing, as you mentioned there, rain's around. And it's helping some of these drier areas that dried out here over the last few weeks quite a bit. A lot of the trades looking for a 1% to 3% improvement in the corn conditions here this afternoon. So the good to excellent category should jump up to this 63, 64% good to excellent. Same thing in the beans, 1% to 3% improvement with readings in the 60 to 61% good to excellent category. Finally got the Gulf opened up here as far as the upper Mississippi shipping down the waterway system now, so that should improve a little bit of the export demand through the river. So there's several things to watch in here through here, and we continue to feel this market is in a roller coaster mode. Right now the mentality is that we've scored some highs here over the short term, but longer term we still got a lot of the growing season in front of us yet.
Well, let's for the moment assume that everybody has been listening to us all winter and into the spring and to this point in the growing season now and has implemented their marketing plan as they see fit given their individual needs, but maybe have done some scale-up selling along the way. What do you think? Let's take a look and look at the other side of the coin today and look at the basis side. And let me ask you if you think that wheat and soybean basis will deteriorate into the harvest much, I mean, wheat and corn basis, I mean, corn and soybean basis, I'll get it right yet, will deteriorate into the harvest much the way wheat basis did in the spring.
Well, we feel the corn and bean basis is fairly close to being wide as it's going to be. We feel that we're going to keep to the seasonal trend by scoring the wide basis prior to harvest into this August time window, seasonally when we've made the widest benchmark on those readings. End users not covered. They've been going hand-to-mouth. To the elevator system has not been buying a whole lot of grain, has not been putting hedge pressure on the market yet. But so as we start to get into this fall, they will buy grain and they will sell futures, which will cap some of the future strength. So we feel we're going to have a tremendous narrowing in the basis from 1st of August to the 1st of December.
How narrow do you think the basis might get?
It's hard to say. I mean, we're dealing with a new era in marketing, a new era in trading with these funds pushing prices around. We're in a situation where we're rewriting the history books. To go out on a limb, we could probably have a positive basis this winter.
Which would be a very interesting change of events. What could put the kibosh on that? I suppose there has been some discussion whether the prices that we're seeing on the futures are beginning to choke back demand. You look at the livestock market, lots of people thinking that on Friday's USDA reports are going to lower the livestock numbers, perhaps lower the ethanol numbers. That's debatable whether that happens this report or a little bit down the line. But maybe demand is being reduced by some percentage.
Well, demand has slowed. You know, there's no question about that. You know, how much we're going to get a handle on that. You know, we'll probably see the hog herd start to get smaller, poultry flocks get smaller. You know, that's going to take time to assess that. But two on breaks in here, we're going to see the export demand pick up. They've been waiting for some breaks to be a buyer in here, and they'll use the breaks in here to get some coverage on. But probably the key, though, is like we mentioned before, is the funds. If the funds decide to liquidate, they could probably drive the market much lower than what it should go, just as they drove it probably higher than it should be. So, therefore, your raw users will be supporting the market on breaks in here between 1st of August and 1st of December.
That and the supply on hand, and we did see the stocks report show increased stocks off the quarterly stocks report for corn. That probably took a little bit of pressure off the marketplace. Also, we're beginning to put a figure on this corn yield number, and boy, that's like throwing a dart at a target this year.
Exactly. I mean, locally here, you walk into a field, which part of the field you walk into and what type of yield readings you get. You know, you're anywhere from 0 to 200 bushels just in one field, and it's going to be quite a dramatic this fall here as you go through the field and see what the monitors show. How you average this all out, we're going to find out. But if you go back to traditionally wet years, percentage harvested acres and a drawdown in yield, we definitely are going to have to come off the June estimates here. We'll have our July estimate here at the end of the week, see what it says. Then better yet, the USDA is going to do their best job coming forward and getting a handle on the situation here on the August 12th crop report.
And do you think that August report will be more definitive? Or do you think that given the planting season that we had this spring, we may not really know how it all shakes out until January?
If not September of next year.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Take care.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, he is in Normal, Illinois, and he joins us every Monday morning on the opening Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and look at the weather picture. A flood warning in effect for some rivers in western Illinois until further notice. Today in central sections, mostly cloudy across the two-state region, with showers and thunderstorms likely this morning and again this afternoon, warm and humid. Elsewhere, warm and humid with showers and thunderstorms possible, especially the afternoon. Highs ranging from 83 to 93. Extended forecast, mostly dry and less humid weather, settling into the region Wednesday and Thursday. Warm and hot, humid weather returning Friday through Sunday, with a good chance of thunderstorms from Saturday evening on. We should see almost ideal growing conditions in Illinois and Indiana as corn enters the reproduction stage over the next week or so. Current prices, July wheat at $8.63, down 42 in Kansas City. July wheat at the Board of Trade, $8.25, down 47 and three quarters. December, $8.62 and a half, now $8.57, down 53 and a quarter. July corn at $7, down 46. September, $7.27 and three quarters, down 30. December, $7.47, down 30. July beans at $15.90 and a half, down 67 and a half. August, $15.80, down 69. September, $15.67 and a quarter, down 70. November, $15.61, down 70. July soybean meal at $4.36.50, down $14. July soybean oil, $65.25, down $2.08. August live cattle, $102.92 and a half, down 87 and a half. August feeders at $112.15, up 57 and a half. July lean hogs, $72.55, up 27 and a half. And July bellies at $63.05 is down 300. Go ahead and take a look at some outside markets for you. We see August crude oil at $141.15, down $4.14. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at the University of Illinois. Up next, NPR News from Washington, D.C.